Hi, my name is Kenna Monger. I'm on Oasis leadership team. When Ben first asked us to think of two words, my mind initially went to words that I feel I'm called to use to serve God. For me, I feel as though I best serve God by serving others. So my words were support and excite. Support because I think that I'm good at being there for people when they're at their low times, and then also just celebrating with them in those good times as well. My other word was excite because I am just really excited about life. And I think that in today's world, it's really easy to get down about things. People are often really negative, and I just want to like lift people up and like get them excited about life just as much as I am. As I left Oasis on Sunday, I meditated on these words a little bit more, and my eyes were kind of opened by the fact that these are things that I'm blessed with and I'm called to do and to be, but I'm not always intentional about them. So I think that it's really important to be intentional in my support of other people and in the way that I excite people. So I'm just gonna continue exploring what that means and pursuing that in Christ.
Hey guys, my name is Brennan Schmidt, and I'm on Oasis Leadership, and I'm the Oasis intern this year. I'm here to tell you about my two words. My two words that I'm thinking God's calling me to be is knowledge and leadership. I think God is calling me to grow and be more knowledgeable and to be a leader, so that when I go and I hope to be a pastor one day, he's equipping me in those ways in order to become a better pastor. So in this period of life, God is helping me learn these things through being a small group leader and being on leadership. And he's teaching me how to be a leader, and he's helping me in these groups to learn things where I'm going to be able to help and be a resource to other people later. So I thought this activity or this little learning experience was super awesome and eye-opening to me. And to see just how like God calls Joshua in that certain way, and how he's called each and every one of us in the exact same way, using different words, but how he's put that calling on our life, and how it's just so important for us to recognize these things so that we may be open and choosing to pursue them and doing it diligently.
Oh, they did a great job with those videos. Yeah, so the last couple weeks we've been doing this series, Joshua, Be Strong and Courageous. And last week I gave a challenge to think on two words that kind of funnel into the idea of what God is calling you to do and to be. And Joshua's words are strong and courageous. And as you saw in the video, there's a ton of different ways to approach this, and if you haven't thought about it yet, please pray on it and investigate what your two words might be, what you think that God is calling you into for a lifetime, and how he has given you strengths and abilities and blessings, but sometimes we need to make sure that we're going to him and we're engaging with him each and every day to really see his Holy Spirit just have his power come in and through us in those things. So on those two words, today we're going to have baptisms in a minute. But right before I do that, right before I talk about the two words, I just want to thank Georgia Lee Quayle made this awesome. It's an Oasis jack-o'-lantern. I thought it was really sweet. I'm like, I'm putting it on my table today. So yeah, that's up here. It looks cool. Thank you, Georgia Lee. But yeah, Joshua was strong and courageous. And today we're going to look a little bit at strength and courage and see how they can also fit within our calling. So we're going to read Joshua 1:1-9, and this is from The Message. And it says this: after the death of Moses, the servant of God, God spoke to Joshua, Moses' assistant. Moses, my servant, is dead. Get going. Cross this Jordan River, you and all the people. Cross to the country I'm giving to the people of Israel. I'm giving you every square inch of the land you set your foot on, just as I promised Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon east to the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country and the west to the great sea, it's all yours. All your life, no one will be able to hold out against you. In the same way I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I won't give up on you. I won't leave you. Strength, courage. You are going to lead this people to inherit the land that I promised to give their ancestors. Give it everything you have, heart and soul. Make sure you carry out the revelation, that's the law, that Moses commanded you, every bit of it. Don't get off track, either left or right, so as to make sure you get to where you're going. And don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. Haven't I commanded you? Strength, courage. Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. And this is Joshua hearing this right after. Hold on one second. Can I get the monitors off? I can hear my voice after. It's weird. Yeah, sorry about that. Or maybe I'm totally wrong. So Joshua, right after Moses dies, he's given leadership of all of Israel, and this is what he hears from God. Strength and courage. And Moses commissioned him the very same thing. And we saw throughout his life that he was strong and courageous, whether that was going to battle when he was Moses' assistant or when it was standing up to all of the people, even though 12 people went in as spies into the promised land and only two came out saying that the Israelites even had a chance. And we see strength and courage as the theme and the call within Joshua's life. So what is strength and courage? So strength is the quality or state of being strong, a capacity for exertion or endurance. And Joshua had this in like a crazy amount. He not only was able to endure battles and hardships and time in the wilderness, he in fact had to endure what it was like knowing and being confident in the Lord to go into the promised land and then having to be with a people for 40 years because they rejected the potential. He had to have the endurance to push through those 40 years and then take on leadership and still have the excitement and the willpower and the strength to push into the promised land as he grew old. And courage is the ability to do something that frightens one, bravery. And Joshua had to step into many situations where he did not know the outcome. He had to step into battles that he had to trust Moses was going to hold up a staff the whole time so he wouldn't die. He was called to lead this people. And he was, in fact, called to instead, and this to me is it sounds like something that I would be afraid of and that would take the most insane amount of courage. He was called to walk, instead of laying siege to Jericho, he was called to walk around the perimeter of the town 6 times. And on the seventh day, so 6 times around, just walking, just doing, getting their steps in. And then on the seventh day, they walked around, blew their trumpets, and the walls came tumbling down. To lead thousands of people into that, that's brave. That takes an immense amount of courage to just press into that and to trust that God is on your side. And strength and courage were something that Jesus portrayed as well. Something that he lived out each and every day. And today we're going to celebrate baptisms here in a couple minutes. And Jesus died so that we might live the new life. The new life in him. A life free of death and sin. But it took strength and courage to go to the cross. not just taking on physical pain, not just getting beaten up ahead of time and then getting hung on a cross, but also taking on whatever the mental weight of the sins of the world feels like. The level of exertion and endurance necessary for even a moment of that is unfathomable. But Jesus bravely went into the fearful situation, because we even know that he prayed the night before that if there was any other way, that, but he wanted God's will to be done, and God said, step into that. And he was courageous and went to the cross, bearing our sins so that we might live life to the full here and life eternal in heaven. So strength and courage, they probably aren't your two words. We went around the room at leadership, and we had one person who had either one of those words, and that was it, out of 36 people. So how does that apply to our calling? Well, first of all, they're really good things to strive after, to be strong and courageous in the Lord. But I think that there's a good way to integrate both of those things into whatever your two words are, into your calling that Jesus has for your life. So I have a couple quotes here from some famous Christians throughout the ages. I got two quotes about strength. And the first one is, you don't get strength for the load, you get strength from the load. I'm going to read it again. You don't get strength for the load. You get strength from the load. And I think God wants us to step into our calling. He wants us to live within his will and to trust in him. And the more that we act upon that, and the more that you step into those words, those two words, into your calling, the thing that God has placed over your life, the more that you're going to have this weight of responsibility, knowing that you're living out what God has for your life. There's going to be lightness to it because you know you're doing the right thing in him, but there's a weight to it too. And it's going to take strength to persevere through some of those, through pushing into some of that stuff. And there's also a weight of glory and a strength in God that begins to build the more that you step into what he has for your life and what he wants to do through your life. And the next quote is from Thomas A. Kempis, and it's this: it's occasions of adversity best discover how great virtue or strength each one hath. For occasions do not make a man frail, but they show what he is. And as you step into that calling, you're going to show people who you are in God. And as you take on that load and take on that weight, the weight of glory, the way that God wants to communicate himself through your life, you're going to show who you've been really made to be in the image of God. And courage. So I just have one quote, and it's from C.S. Lewis, and it's from the Screwtape Letters. And it's this: it's courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point, which means at the point of highest reality. So whatever your word is, as you step into that, as you test it out, not just being an exciting person, not just knowing that you're called to gain knowledge and to grow in that, but also knowing that as you push into that, you need to push yourself to the limits that you have, and that God's going to push you beyond that, further than you could even imagine. But he's also going to be there, and he is the one that we have to trust with the calling that he's placed over our lives. It's not something we're supposed to grab and then hoard to ourselves. It's something that we're supposed to go out and to trust in him and to step out and to put it at our maximum. My two words were connecting and encouragement. I'm not called to just kind of encourage when I feel like it. I'm called to encourage till it hurts. I'm called to encourage someone that I might not like. I'm called to pray for who to encourage. And that might mean an hour of prayer for 3-second encouragement. Press into it. Reach your testing point, and don't be afraid as you courageously push into whatever the calling that God has placed over your life is. And in the Screwtape Letters, if anyone's familiar with it, it's a demon writing to his nephew, who's like a junior demon, and he says this, and the enemy in this quote is God. Because it's written from the perspective of demons trying to oppress someone. So it says the point, and this is about courage, the point is to keep him feeling that he has something other than the enemy and courage the enemy supplies to fall back on, so that what was intended to be a total commitment to duty becomes honeycombed all through with little unconscious reservations. The enemy wants to pick away at your calling. He wants to pick away at your courage and your trust in God. And as you press into God, he's going to work harder to press into it. He's going to want you to have little ways that you're like, maybe I wasn't supposed to do this thing. Or maybe I'm not supposed to say this thing. Or maybe I'm not supposed to do that thing. Maybe I'm supposed to stay at home and be lazy. Or maybe he wants you to have doubts. Be confident in what God has for you and be willing to lean back into him, into the courage that he also provides. Because as you step into things and as you trust in him, as you relate with him, he's going to provide and he's going to show you in so many amazing ways how he loves you. Jesus said this in Luke 12:32. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Because as you step into the calling that God has placed over your life, you're stepping into living out his kingdom here on earth. You're stepping into the kingdom. And it's God's good pleasure. He's so excited to let you live out the kingdom calling that he has placed on your life. It's his good pleasure. We just have to choose to step into that, to engage with that, to understand that strength and courage are virtues that can be integrated into our whole being. That as we take on the weight of the kingdom, that God is there. And as we courageously step into fearful territory, into unknown territory, into things that we don't like doing sometimes, but we know God's pushing us into them, we're going to see the kingdom progress and move forward. And even the times that you don't see it, you can know full well that if you're following his call on your life, and if you're following the biblical principles that Jesus taught about and all of the amazing ways that he lived out a perfect life, if you're following after him and you're seeking after him and you're living in him, his kingdom is gonna move forward. Let the love of Christ permeate through your being. Let the call that God has placed over your life be something that you want to pursue and you want to see happen, and that you just get excited to see the kingdom moving forward. Because there's two options. There's letting little reservations hang us up along the way. There's letting little things block our way to living out our call, or there's just surrendering to him and courageously and fearfully, but trustingly, pushing into Christ and his call for our lives.